This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Shanning. China is also facing a battle on many fronts, and one of those other fronts is Hong Kong, because Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam has warned that the city is on the verge of a very dangerous situation. And this is as protesters blocked roads and paralysed train services during morning rush hour on Monday. It is the first time that protesters have actually demonstrated on a workday.
That's right. More than 200 flights were cancelled, and it's very disruptive. The protests have also gone on for 9 consecutive weeks.
So the big question now is, will Beijing deploy the military? Now, Yang Guan, a spokesman for the Chinese government, said that Carrie Lam has the full support of the Chinese government and that Hong Kong was fully capable of punishing those criminal activities and restoring order.
And actually, very recently, Chinese police actually conducted a 12,000-strong anti-riot drill in Shenzhen, in which security forces were shown tackling demonstrators wearing black shirts. So it was not an overt statement aimed at Hong Kong, but a lot of people did question whether or not it was an implicit threat. But to get a better understanding of the situation on the ground, we do turn to Professor Sunny Low this morning, a political commentator based in Hong Kong. Thank you for joining us, Professor. So Monday marked the first time that the protesters demonstrated on a weekday. What do you think the protesters hope to achieve with this move?
Now, the protesters launched a strike on Monday, trying to send a message to the government and the chief executive that they wanted to exert pressure on the government to respond to their demands. But unfortunately, the government, as well as the chief executive, plus the central government in Beijing, believe that all these 5 demands were unacceptable. So now there is still a deadlock between the protesters and the authorities, and we can expect continuous confrontation between the protesters and the police in the coming weeks.
And the demonstration also caused massive disruption in the city's public transportation system and also disrupted a lot of flights. So do you see Hong Kong citizens eventually turning against the protesters due to these disruptions?
The strike on Monday appeared to fail to win the hearts and minds of the ordinary people, because many Hong Kong people are pragmatic and they believe that the protesters should not launch any strike to disrupt the traffic and also undermine their work process. So from this perspective, I think the protesters are now changing strategy, changing from a strike to a kind of a guerrilla tactics, shifting from one district to another. But again, these new guerrilla tactics are antagonizing some pragmatic Hong Kong people. So again, we can expect more divided society with the continuous arguments between the protesters and also the ordinary people.
Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam and Chinese top officials have also addressed the protests over the past 2 days. Now, what's your takeaway from their warnings to the protesters?
Now, the response from the chief executive was pretty hardline, because she said that, number one, if the situation continues, that this would probably, bring the one country, two system to a very dangerous situation. And number two, she implicitly implied that the possibility of requesting the central government's intervention is there, meaning that in the worst-case scenario, the People's Liberation Army or the People's Armed Police or even the Guangdong Public Security Police, may be deployed by the central government to deal with the chaos in Hong Kong. And the Hong Kong Macau Affairs Office issue a pretty, blunt message telling the Hong Kong parents to deal with their children in a proper manner. All in all, the chief executive message is backed up by the central government in Beijing, and the message is very clear. The rioters have to stop the situation, and if not, then there may be a possibility of bringing Hong Kong, one country, two system, into a new dangerous scenario.
And what would be your expectations for the coming week? Will we see a resolution for the issue anytime soon?
In the short run, we can't see any resolution, because there's no middleman in between the government and also the protesters, and there is no middleman between Beijing and the protesters. After all, the protesters are highly fragmented. The radical protesters resorted to violence. The moderate protesters use a peaceful protest. So basically, in a fragmented situation like this, I think the tug of war will continue until probably the election campaign period for the November district council elections, when the radical protesters will realize that any violence will undermine the chances of not only the radical protesters themselves, but also the pro-democracy candidates. So I think the situation will continue until the election campaign for the November district council elections.
So will we then be seeing a possibility of an escalated intervention from Beijing?
Well, Beijing doesn't want to intervene at this stage, because any deployment of the People's Liberation Army into Hong Kong or any failure of the one country, two system is going to benefit the pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party in Taiwan in the January 2020 presidential election. So I think the major constraint on Beijing's possible decision to send the PLA or to send out the PLA garrison from the camps to assist the Hong Kong police is the image of the one country, two system. But having said that, if the Hong Kong situation is really uncontrollable, I think the President Xi Jinping leadership will be very decisive. So we can't exclude the possibility of the PLA involvement. In particular, the Hong Kong Macau Affairs Office statement today is to back up the chief executive, and the editorials of the pro-Beijing mass media today are very hardline. So the possibility there is still there, but at this moment, I don't see that possibility of relying on the PLA help.
And thank you very much, Professor. And that was Professor Sunny Low, a political commentator based in Hong Kong. Now, so far, the Hong Kong government has refused to accede to any of the protesters' main demands, including a complete withdrawal of the extradition bill, as well as an independent inquiry. But I guess we will have to see how this situation develops over there in Hong Kong. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.